Welcome to season one of Inside Once Out, an African mother tongue poetry podcast produced by Tinswe Media and powered by the South African Department of Sports, Arts and Culture. The theme for season one is African poetry in the time of a global pandemic. Each episode features an introduction from the poet. Then you will hear an original poem delivered in their mother tongue. And lastly, the English translation of their poem. We look forward to taking you on this journey of language, culture, and truth. Besides, some things are better expressed in your mother tongue. Let's get to know today's poet.
My name is Mdungwa Scotch. I'm from South Africa at Eastern Cape. I'm a poet, storyteller, motivational speaker. I have a company called Usiba Olunzundu, which focuses on art at large. What inspired me to write is my high school teacher, who used to motivate me and compliment me when we write those orals at high school. Since then, I never stopped writing. When I was writing this piece, I was at my place during the level 5 in my country. And this piece came to me as a healer, as I was not able to go around and chase my dream. So yeah, it came and motivated me.
Those who are religious or spiritual have questioned the meaning of the COVID-19 pandemic within a spiritual realm. This poem is written and read by South African poet Mdungwa Scotch. His poem is read in his mother tongue of Xhosa.
Upupane, upupane. Upupane, mhlawumbi bekunyanzelekile kube nje empilweni ingxaki irhangqisizwe uluntu luvalelwe bucala kwindalo kwanemiphefumlo iliqike mihla yonke sixinwe zizijwili nezikhalo. Mhlawumbi umbumbi uthandile ukhulule uvumile ukuba atshutshise umtyhuli enenjongo zokufumana inhliziyo enokholo likayobhi. Mhlawumbi eli lithuba lokuba ubani nobani azihlaba amahlongwane akhuphe iziphene aqinise ubudlelwane obuphuncuke ngesimnyama ngenxa yokutshatshe kwamaqhinga kamtyhuli. Mhlawumbi imbangi nonobangela luluntu olume gabhu esonweni, yinkohlakalo ebaleka kwimithambo, yinkohliso exhaphakeleyo egadeni lobawomkhulu. Kusano kwenzeka uyise uwucikile umbhono ompompoza ulwazi, wandula wamfamekisa watyala imbideko kuba efuna indumiso nezikhungo zibumbane oku kwenkunzi nemazi. Kusano kwenzeka ngenene ukuba le inkungu iyolelwe, ikhohliwe, ize lamantshontsho kulethu Afrika intaba. Mhlawumbi lo bhubhane sisikhumbuzo sokuba singekho kubawo, sifana nje nezimvu ezingenamalusi entlango. Mhlawumbi kudala sidyuduza, sibhambula, sityobaza bugwenxa, kungoku sinikwe ithuba lokuba silungise. Kusano kwenzeka umdali ukruqukile ngabaprofethi bobuxoki, aba bathi babona emva kwentaba babe bengaboni. Ndisitsho nje ndibona ukungalawuleki kwesimo, ndidutywadutywa kukungachani isiphelo salobhubhane. Ndibona ukuxakeka kwabangcutshileyo ngolwazi, ndikwaqaphela ukuzola kwamakholwa. Ndiyibeka nje ngolu hlobo lengxelo, ndiphawula isandla sikasombawo, ndityhilekelwa ngokukuthethwe nguzwi ezoba umfanekiso esixhobisa ngesimo esikuso egadini singekagaleleki, esixhobisa ngesimo esikuso egadini singekagaleleki.
Here is our poet reading the English translation of their poem.
The pandemic, the pandemic, the pandemic. Maybe it was the deliberate choice from God to let the problem overflow, deny people the privilege to nature and explore, and allow death to dominate the universe and kept us indoors. Maybe the Lord was putting us on test to check the level of our faith when good times are no more. Maybe this was the opportunity to do introspection, redefine the purpose of our existence that we lost in the road. Maybe the hatred that runs in our veins, corruption that dominates in our days, and the sins that are all over the place are the main cause of this confusion that we face. It can be possible that the Creator closed the room of wisdom and blinded those who see beyond, so that He can regain the praise. It is more likely that the mist is stuck in Africa and it has gave birth to darkness. Maybe this is a reminder that if you are not in the presence of Almighty, we don't have the power to stand, because no one have control. The numbers are rising now and again, and those who have the best knowledge don't have a clue. The pandemic, the pandemic, the pandemic.
We hope that you enjoyed this episode of Inside Once Out, and we'd love to hear from you. Please leave a review or rate this episode. For more information on how to submit a poem or partner with us, visit www.teenswearmedia.com.